Thanks very much. I'm Clive Cookson, science editor at the Financial Times, and it is my great honor and pleasure to welcome you to the European Future Technologies Conference and Exhibition, Science Beyond Fiction. I performed the same role in Prague 2 years ago at the first FET conference, which was, for me, and I think most participants, a very great success. Now we follow up with the second FET conference, FET 11, in the beautiful city of Budapest. At FET 09, the European Commission announced a number of initiatives, including an increase in the FET budget, action on empowering young researchers and involving SMEs, an increased emphasis on international collaboration, and last but not least, the promised launch of FET flagship projects by 2013. This will be an opportunity to see how the Commission has done on delivering these promises and how the research community has responded so far. This is an opportunity to give further feedback, but it will also be an opportunity to meet scientists from other fields whom you would not normally meet, and to stimulate your mind with what you hear at the parallel sessions and what you see on the posters at the Science Cafe and in the exhibition. FET 11 combines high-level multidisciplinary science and an exhibition with policy discussion on long-term research policy. It's an intellectual event rather than a typical scientific conference. So please, open your mind and look at the horizons of the people around you. And what a delightful and appropriate setting we have here. Budapest is not only home to a World Heritage Site, but also to the headquarters of the new European Institute of Innovation and Technology, the EIT. Hungary has a rich history of inventions associated with information and communication. Examples include Laszlo Biro, the Hungarian newspaper editor, who, as you all know, perfected the ballpoint pen. Holography was invented in 1947 by the Hungarian-British physicist Denis Gabor. And going back to the 19th century, one of the first people to build a telephone exchange was Tivadar Puskás in 1877, a Hungarian working for Thomas Edison. And back in the 18th century, Wolfgang von Kempelen was an extraordinarily productive inventor with a speaking machine among his many credits. Now, however, it's time to move right back to the present and into the future with our first keynote speaker, Josh Bongard. Josh is an assistant professor of computer science at the University of Vermont, and his approach, combining evolution and biology with information and computer technology, epitomizes the spirit of FET. Josh received his bachelor's degree in computer science from McMaster University in Canada, his master's in evolution and adaptive systems from Sussex in the UK, and his PhD from the University of Zurich in Switzerland. He's also worked as a postdoc at Cornell University in the US. So Josh, please tell us how evolution shapes the way roboticists think.